right, good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, February 22nd, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm back. Yeah. And it was a long 10 days of playing cruise director with the kids are back to school. It is 29 degrees and partly sunny here in upstate New York. It actually feels a lot warmer than 29. I was hearing birds all singing and thinking to myself, wow, it's almost spring, but 29 is still a little chilly. So what has happened since I had to take a short little hiatus? Well, I'll tell you something I discovered this morning. I don't know. I've been having a hard time trying to get motivated around here. It was a rough 10 days. And I went and hit up the show from two Fridays ago. So that's usually what I do. I go through, I take a look what we talked about, and then we dovetail it and continue on. Except I noticed something very disturbing. You know, we talked last week or the week before, last week, 2 weeks ago, about censorship, Google Truth algorithm, the changing of the reins of the guards from the search engine head at Google to now the AI head taking over the search engine. And at that same time, they had released a new algorithm that is rumored to have the new truth algorithm built into it, the one that Bill Clinton called for back in 2011. We need a truth algorithm to protect us from that pesky internet. And now that pesky internet is causing so many problems for those in charge because there's just too much damn truth getting out on it. So what I noticed back a few weeks ago is in YouTube, in the description section, where, yes, I put large numbers of links and notes for everything that I discuss. What I noticed is when I would be in the editing portion and I would go in there, because when I click on something and it's my account, it takes me directly into editing mode. But what I noticed was that the hyperlink that I left for the story that I had talked about yesterday, let's say, was truncated. So it was, you know, the first maybe five or six slashes, you know, UCY.TV/pages/whatever. And then there were three dots at the end. And I had seen that before because that's how the YouTube API works, which we do a lot of work with. It truncates like that with the three little dots. Anyway, I come back this morning because, you know, when you have a URL that takes you to a page, and I don't know, you just erase half of it. What do you think happens to that URL? Oh, 404 file not found. Yeah, that's what happens. So this morning, so it was last week, 2 weeks ago, I saw that. I noticed that it was happening, but only when I was in the edit mode. This morning, I went and I grabbed two Fridays ago shows. We could kick it off from there. By the way, where did we leave off? It was called $19 billion cybersecurity, NSA 21, federal PsyOps, and Internet of Things spying. Yeah, and they blocked monetization on that one too. Isn't it amazing? Like, anytime we talk about cybersecurity or Google, they tell me I have some sort of copyright, but I don't, because, hey, all we do is talk now. But I go out there this morning to go hit some of these stories and bring them up so we could kick off from where we left off. And guess what? In the actual description, where the public goes, where the public would go to click on an article to say, Julie, you're full of shit, I'm going to read what you were reading. Every single one of my links goes 404 file not found. Now, I have not verified, because it was like happened 5 minutes before I went on air. I have not verified it in every browser, but I could tell you at least in Chrome, which is what is open on this machine right now, none of those links physically work. They're truncated and cut in half. Now, on the other computer, there is still a browser window open in Firefox from 10 days ago. with the show open to its description, and I just rolled over and looked at some of those links, and before I refreshed that page, it is still showing that they are clickable. So if you guys want to go verify that for me, but if that's the case, then first of all, YouTube has just snafu'd an entire year plus worth of my research, just so you know. And number two, not just my research, but everybody's research. Because if they did it to me, I mean, I am not that special that they just foobarred all my descriptions only. At least I hope not. But just wanted to point that out to you. So here we go. I can't even click on any link. Like if I wanted to read you the story that we talked about two Fridays ago with the Google Truth algorithm. Here you go. Clinton creating the internet agency. Oh, look. Oh, we're sorry. But that page cannot be found. Can I tell you how badly that just pissed me off this morning? Every day it's something. All right. You know what? Here was a trick I was trying. Take my title. Start with the title. Copy it. And then the part of the URL that's truncated and plug that into a search engine and bang, it's the top story. All right, so even the links don't work, but you can copy and paste. Create an internet agency, Mr. Bill Clinton. I distinctly remember when he talked about this. March 13th, 2011. Bill Clinton doesn't like all of the misinformation and rumors floating around on the internet. And he thinks that the United Nations or the U.S. government should create an agency to do something about it. Dun, dun, dun. It would be a legitimate thing to do, says Clinton in an interview airing Friday on CNBC. The agency, Clinton said, would have to be totally transparent about where the money came from. Oh, my God. And would have to be, quote, unquote, independent. Because, quote, if it is a government agency in a traditional sense, it would have no credibility whatsoever, particularly with a lot of the people who are the most active on the internet, who, like us. Oh, my God. So make sure it's not Google. No. Make sure it is Google. You know, Google's too big to do anything about it. But make sure it's not a government agency. We'll just have dotted, dash, dot, dashed lines. We'll put some of our own people from DARPA and it's just unbelievable. Lots of federal dollars, sprinkle money, and artificial intelligence. All right, let's finish this Clinton story. Quote, let's say that the U.S. did it. It would have to be an independent federal agency that no president could countermand or anything else because people wouldn't think you were just censoring the news and giving a different falsehood, says Clinton. No, so they just truncate all the links of all the research to make it very difficult for you to research anything that I have now told you. Remember I said, copy the title and the first part of the link, paste it into a search engine, and you should see it. But how irritating is that? They just got rid of all the links in the descriptions of every YouTube video. I got to check Pigmine stuff now because that's probably going to screw up all the attribution back to the original owner. Oh, all right. So where do we go from here? I don't know. Do I really want to get on censoring the news? I mean, I think I should because this is really, I haven't even processed this yet. This is a year's worth of research that now there's no way I could go back and fix it. Just what I wanted, but we're sorry. That page cannot be found. I think that's what we're going to call the show today. All right, where did we leave off? On Friday, February 12th, 2016. $19 billion security, NSA 21, federal PSYOP, and Internet of Things spying on you. In that episode, we had talked about the head of Google search retiring and the artificial intelligence chief taking over. I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit because that was the DeepMind project that Kurzweil is a part of that's going to be taking over the search engine at Google. And I hate to tell you, but since I was just